Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, as Pastor Krieger said, I'm Pastor Julian Lemie. I believe I've been to the Oxford Mission before. I can't remember which year it was, either my first study abroad program in 2012 or 2015. Either way, it's been some time. But it is good to be with all of you this afternoon. I bring you greetings from your brothers and sisters in Christ across the pond at Peace Lutheran Church in Beecher, Illinois. And although I come to you from so great a distance today, I come to you today with a common message in the faith that we share. Common message of sin and the sinful human heart that is in every one of us, as well as the gospel of Jesus Christ, that has united Christians of all times and places, and indeed will do so for all eternity. Today's message from the Scriptures is indeed a message of peace that can guard and direct our hearts and minds in this world in Jesus Christ. And so this afternoon we'll focus on the teachings of our Lord Jesus from the gospel reading from St. Luke. Jesus says, "Do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, or about the body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing." And he says, "Do not seek after what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things." All the nations of the world. Despite how different the British and Americans may be to one another in various ways, for instance, we drive on the right, you the left, we might prefer coffee to your tea. Of course, Americans are known for being quite loud. But aside from those and other fundamental differences, there is one thing indeed that is common to us both, and indeed that Jesus says is common to people of every nation of the world. Despite him saying that life is more than food and the body more than clothing, he says every nation of the world seeks after this pursuit of food and drink, clothing, and things of the body. Everyone, regardless of where we are from, has this sinful inclination to take the things of this world, the temporary things of this life, and to turn them into the ultimate things that we seek after. The things that our hearts look to above all else, that we look to for this life, for ultimate fulfillment, hope, and trust, our sense of identity, our sense of security and meaning in this world. No matter who you are or what nation you are from, we are all tempted and inclined by our sinful human hearts to turn these things, these temporary things of this life, into our idols, treating them as our God. Jesus teaches here about also having anxiety about these things. Because when we made these things of this world to be our idols, it's easy to become anxious about them. Now Jesus here, he seems to be primarily speaking about those who would be anxious about not having enough of these things, food, drink, clothing. But even for so many people in modern life who may not be lacking in such things, it is so easy for us also to look at these things with anxiety and with fear. How easy it is for us to look at these things and have anxiety over them, such as our diet, the things that we eat. We might ask in anxious thought, which is the proper diet? Is it vegetarian or vegan, or maybe carnivore or keto? How do I know if the food I'm eating is good for me or not? Am I getting this just right? Did I slip up on my diet? And we sometimes also treat food with a sense of purity as well. You maybe have heard of the phrase eating clean. And not just food, but just general concern for the body seems to be on the rise. With gym membership skyrocketing in recent years, with increasingly more people trying to get in shape, and the topic of longevity, the pursuit of a longer life, has also boomed in popularity, with figures like Dr. Peter Attia surging in popularity. His book, Outlive, the Science and Art of Longevity, selling over 2 million copies, his YouTube page having over 944,000 subscribers. But despite the attention, increasing attention given to both diet, the things we eat, as well as exercise and our care for the body, statistically general levels of anxiety remain high, especially among the other younger generations in America and in the UK. So what is the root of all this anxiety? I'm sure, no doubt, many factors, but the spiritual cannot be overlooked. I'm sure you've probably all heard this quote, but what did St. Augustine say? Restless is our heart, O God, until it comes to rest in Thee. The problem is not that people think health is important or that they want to make good choices with diet or exercise or even that they might want to live longer. The problem becomes when our hearts seek to find rest in these things. When these things become the things that our hearts cling to above all else, that we seek to find our ultimate meaning in, that we fear losing or getting wrong the most, that we desire or love above all else, that we trust in above all else, including above God Himself, the only one who can truly give us what our hearts seek. The problem is not trying to fill our stomachs with good things, with quality food, but when we try to fill our hearts with these temporal things. It's been commonly said there is an infinite hole in our heart that can only be filled by God. That our hearts can never truly be filled by the finite things of this world, no matter how hard we try, no matter how much good or healthy food we may put in, or how much exercise we may maintain, no matter how much money we may try to have, no matter how good of a house or property or cars or possessions, it will never be enough. We need something more. God alone, Christ alone, is our eternal peace. In so much of our modern life, God has been removed and other things have swooped in to take His place, alternatives, and that we Christians can sometimes get caught up in as well. But the cracks in the facade of our modern life begin to show our need for God and the insufficiency of the idols of this world. As much as we pursue the best diet through the best evidence available and doing all the right things for the care of the body with exercise and proper medical care, salvation, dear friends, is not found here. And we may end up, in the end, not adding a single hour to our lives. In fact, just the other week before we flew over here, someone at the gym I attend locally back home just raised this very point. She said that a friend of hers had done everything right. She had dieted, worked out. Yes, she was diagnosed with terminal cancer in her early 50s. And she's wondering why someone else who smokes and drinks heavily and never exercised a day in their life is living into their 80s. Similarly, maybe you remember the lesson from last week we heard Jesus tell, the story of a man who had great wealth and built up barns to keep his grain and possessions, only in the midst of that to have his life demanded of him. And then God asks, whose will his treasures be? The sad reality is, we do not know with certainty when death will come for any of us. But we simply know that unless our Lord Jesus should return first, it shall come for us all. Jesus, though, points us instead to higher things, a higher purpose, a higher kingdom. He says, rather seek first the kingdom of God, and these things will be added unto you. He says, fear not, little flock, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. God wants to, God delights to give us something far better, far greater, far more enduring, eternal, infinite, His very self. In His kingdom, life lived under Him now and forevermore. God desires that we not anxiously seek after the treasures of this world, but instead to seek first the greater treasure of His heaven, which he graciously gives to us as a gift through Christ our Lord. And if he has so provided us with the eternal kingdom, riches of heaven beyond compare, purchased and safeguarded by the blood of Jesus, how much more will he provide for us all things that we need? God, he saw our disordered hearts of sin, our lives bent towards death, both temporal and eternal. And Christ came to rescue us from the tyranny and rule of sin and death, to transfer us into his own kingdom. He did so through the noblest act of kingship, by laying down his life for us. He purchased and won us from sin, death, and the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy and precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. The blood of Jesus shed for you on the cross was shed for your sins, was spilled to set you free from sin and death. He died your death, and he rose from the grave that you also might have his life, life beyond death in the grave. Life in heaven with God, life in the resurrection at his return, and a life lived now that is about more than just food and clothing. The splendor of heaven is a treasure that no thief can break in and steal. No moth or rust can destroy. No disease or cancer can take away. No event or tragedy can depreciate its infinite worth. No slip in the diet or lapse in the workout can rid. And so if God has so given up his own Son for us to give us this eternal kingdom beyond compare, how will he not also graciously give us all things? If he clothes the grass of the field, he says, with the beautiful lilies, how much more will he clothe you? If he cares for the birds of the air that don't bank accounts or pensions, how much more will he care for you than these? Eternally secure in Christ, we need not worry. We need not carry on to our anxiety. We need not be anxious about the things of this life, but we can have peace as we seek first his kingdom. We can have peace when it comes to the third commandment, honoring the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. We can have peace even as we set aside our work for a period of time that we may come together to gladly hear God's word and to learn it, to receive it. Jesus also says, sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in heavens that does not fail. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So we need not hold on to our earthly treasures with clenched fists, unwilling to share or let go. No, we can have peace, knowing that we are secure in Christ. We have something greater. God will provide for us. So the Christians even willingly give of their treasures to those in need in peace. We often end our sermons by quoting Philippians 4. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That peace, which surpasses all understanding, is yours in Christ. May that guard your heart and your mind today and every day as you seek his kingdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.